Welcome back, guys. What's good now? How on a day? Oops, on a day, alright. Welcome to another episode of the Nigerian Experience Podcast with Timo. Yes, I and the gang, we are here to give you guys a whole lot today. Like, we don't package many stores for you guys down, specially cooked for our listeners. Like, yeah, so hang in there, stay with us right to the very end today, because we have cooked up stuff for you guys, just for your consumption. Oh man, really crazy month, to be honest. Like, when did we start October? We're almost done with October, guys. Like, man, thank God for life, yeah. No lies, thank God for life, thank God for good health, because it's no easy at all. Yes, so this week that passed, many things happened. But of everything that happened, the craziest that happened was the morning competition that orgasm.ng organized on Twitter space. So, oh man, I'm sure I was not the only one that listened. Like, mad stuff. Many things don't happen for this boo-boo regime. Will be in a regime, I will call it. They know they call democratic decent regime now administration. Sakpa this, so take people they moan on credit like this. Person moan, they say fake people come moan. One of una guy. Now one person guy will go they listen like this. So he come saying go drop $100 if the girl moan well, say for the winner. Then pick winner, my guy go they deactivate accounts. You know, one pay money for people we moan. Go they allow them to they moan on credit. And one more lomo. Total on squirt. They did squirt. One girl for there, she squared 2 times. Oh man. I don't go ever forget the tweets. That tweet don't leave for my head rent free. That guy talks it. Immediately with that girl squared. She na okay, I never call names. Okay, Bonnie, yeah, Bonnie. Make I call her name, no be anything much. As she squared for her food and she no talk for like few seconds. Baba saying don't rush, come up for this piece. Man, they no go screenshot faces. Come go, they put his name for a rice TV. See, they get a vibrator, don't go electrocute them. While I did this live, yeah. Oh man, it was really crazy, man. Like, so on today's episode, I and the gang will be sharing our experiences as students in Nigerian public universities, guy. Like, Nigerian public universities are the real ghetto. Like, you know, the Nigerian public university, they talk say you go school. Like, I'm not trying to hype it or anything, because who likes suffer? I'm not hyping suffering, definitely. But like, if you come here, you will get experience, man. Like, really, really crazy experience. The one experiences, rather, the ones which you know, go pray for your enemy to get, because more things they this place really, really off me. Like, we're going to talk about our good and bad times, the struggle, the stress, the union strikes, CGPA, Wahala, and a whole lot more of our experiences as public university students. So I'm still telling you guys again, just stay tuned, because we have brought a load of fun-filled content for you guys today. Just stay tuned and have fun, ride with us and join the fun train.
Yeah, yes, up? I guess.
Yeah, are you good, Yeni?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm living.
What thing they happen now?
Just the.
Yeni, you know, if you just the, you be boss, madam. Cut soap for us.
Yeah, what did they say? So, which kind of soap now? Want? Premier.
Come on, that black soap with that baba give like.
Gee, I don't get black soap for King. I know it's a taco.
That's so.
Hope you guys are okay. Like, everybody's fine.
Yeah, yeah. You good?
I have a test by 1 o'clock. That's all.
Anyway, I like this. Nah, this school stuff. I'm so tired, man. Like, so, over to today's program. Welcome, guys, to the Nigerian Experience Podcast. Welcome to today's episode, and today we'll be talking about Nigerian public university, our experiences being students in Nigerian public universities. I'm sure you guys have a lot to say, like
literally. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to Nigeria investing.
No, I want to start from.
Let's start with the fact that you always have SACPA if you go to a Nigeria university.
Sheesh, that's 100%.
SACPA is mandatory. They follow you everywhere you go.
What's recourse?
SACPA, they feel at home for person, but that's safe.
You know they feel at home for you, but SACPA, they feel at home with you. Go. Anyways, so let me just share one of my experiences. Like, I'll just talk about, as I want to talk about my pre-university and post-university experience. So, how it, you know, like, when you enter school, the energy, like, everything for university, God, no go better for Nollywood. God, no go allow better for Nollywood, because they will so gas you up about university and everything. You go few years, they go there to go, teachers for secondary school. We should also address that issue. They'll be telling you in secondary school that you'll soon be away from here now. You'll be free to do anything you like, bro.
That's freedom.
I'm not free to do anything I want to do. This life is so complicated, guy. Yeah, because before I entered, I was just all about this secondary school now, when they feel they do all this kind of thing. No lecture. I think for my face lecture, I don't slap a thing for my school before. All slap for my lecture hall.
Like,
nothing will happen. These people are just, there's no difference. The only difference is, yeah, you feel that you can be so that you can feel that more. I need to feel this time because you cannot do it again. But that time in secondary school, like, they will be trying to motivate you not to feel, not to do this, not to do that. But yeah, nobody will motivate you not to feel. You won't feel. Who saw that?
Fine, make you feel safe.
Who saw that about, what's the name again? In departments, like, you say 93 people get F. When they can't return the result back to the departments, we will get the result, get the course. When they ask for a remark, then bring back the decision, and like 100 and something people can't fail again, like additional failure, guys. Honestly, man, like, post university priorities, that's rather very real. You're here already.
I mean, you're not in final year, bro, so you're still fine. Two of us are about to graduate in the next 5 months. Post university trauma is not easy to know.
Yeah, I didn't get you. What did you say?
Post university trauma is already hitting those of us graduating in the next 5 months.
Yeah, that one, Disha. University guys, like, what are you going out there to do? You never get.
This is trauma, bro. Don't you get it? It's trauma. Taught us teens, but now let's go to the streets. I need to tell us what we're doing in the streets.
Honestly, thing is, I feel anybody that is not prepared for what after university holds, right? The person is really going to suffer, of course. When you do university, SACPA are there with you, but you are still having support from your people. Like, most people have social support, like, you have backbone that you are relying on. But post university, the support will reduce, or they will not even be supporting some of us. And you don't even have an environment or anything, no work, nothing, guy. Now you need to play against something you won't go meet outside, guy. If post university clarity holds you like this, come on. You go no say country, no this, my guy. Outside there is really, really tough, to be very honest.
That's
outside,
right. Get done and over with this university stuff, they just finish it and just plan to do whatever they can do. Because most people don't even think about going to look for a job anymore, they just sit down at home and do whatever comes to their mind, and that's all.
We keep work for you. Your papa, they work for Shell.
Exactly. You know, people just want to finish university, just do and for three sake. And makes the do and make it come out. That's what university does.
Honestly. But I cannot still underrate the advantage of university, to be very honest. Yeah. They are just something like that. But that thing does not work for everybody, because some people are so dumb. They just come there for the book stuff. That this is all like, you know, the education stuff, like the stuff that has to do with the book stuff. Oh, you see how BB Nigeria is. where you can come to meet a lot of people and all of that. That's just how the university setting is. Like, people you don't know from Adam, you can just come together. I stay in school hostel, like, you'll be living with people that you have never met in your whole entire life. You're going to make connections. Yeah, you get. So, it just depends on how you use that opportunity. Like, I mean, that opportunity to your own advantage. Because at the end of the day, these are the people that you actually roll with for a very long time, if not even for life, self. Because you have a lot of people that in the next 10, 20 years, you guys will still be running things, you get.
Yeah.
University has its own advantage.
Sure, everything has advantage and disadvantage. But the disadvantage of Nigeria University is way more than the advantages.
Right.
On a scale of 70-30.
Yeah, that's actually even fair. So 70-30.
I'm there with you. I'm just asking you guys to like say your stories because mine is quite touchy.
Some of your final year could waiting to happen.
Bro, project. I've not written introduction finish, and I'm going to defend it in the next 6 weeks.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, I've been doing this since the beginning of the semester, bro. I swear, I don't tire. So here's the thing, man. I can say what I want to say, whatever I want to say. Consequences be them. At this junction, I am like one time last level, first semester. I really thought dropping out of school. I was like, no, this is not my calling. I applied for computer science. I got mathematics. Mathematics science, not statistics. Science.
Mathematics not like forget CSE. No worries.
Mathematics to get
science.
It's a lie, bro. I'm telling you, you guys are arguing with me. Maybe in your school, in LASU, we are very, very different. We do math science pure.
Put our science, bro. Like, we do maths, man. Like, maths and computer science. Maths and computer science. That's in your school. We're actually together before in most universities, before they now began. All of that, it's like
computer science is a more desired course than mathematics. Mathematics, my department.
Why not?
My department. It should be the other way around because computer science is built off the base of mathematics. Argue all you want, yeah. We all know about nonsense. So the point I'm trying to make is that I can give you some of the materials that we have to read. You guys are doing Fortran 1996. Like I would honestly swap Fortran for algebra. I would swap Fortran for abstract algebra. Look at the topic, abstract algebra. I remember there was one time I went to that show, and then I realized that I had ODE the next day.
You had?
Like I knew I had an exam, so I knew I had an exam the next day. But okay. I didn't come properly. I knew I had two exams. My exam was
for. You said ODE.
Yes, now,
bro. I fucking did that course too. Do you know that thing is blood sucking,
bro? Let me just ordinary. There's nothing ordinary about that course.
That course, like
I went in shoe. I was dancing in Bekuda. I was dancing everything at Federal Palace Hotel. When I was done at 3 a.m., I just said, I'll be allowed to by 8 so I can go and read. Like by 12, refresh my book because 2 days to exam, I just stopped reading. Because for anything I read after that point, I'm wasting my time. So I just get myself busy, play game, have fun, watch movie. Because anything those 2 days, I'll just be rushing and I don't know how to cram. So I don't last minute reading. It doesn't work for me. So that's why I went for the concert anyway. I was being paid. So I went to the concert. I go back around like 9 o'clock, and then the thing hits me that I wasn't very good at ODE. I go to the exam, or 6 questions, answer 3 hours. And to my right, all I see is chemistry students. I look to my left, biology students. And then I realize I have really fucked.
Honestly, we should also address the issue of this time for exams in Nigeria. They are really short, man. Like, you go to do something, like, normally, like, a sane person cannot do this thing in this amount of time. Like, this thing is hard, and you have to actually think. Even if you know itself. And again, they are very stupid lecturers that try to show themselves. Even in my school, like, there have been lecturers a couple of times. Like, exam time, maybe like 20 minutes. Yeah.
You're talking about for exams. Looking at tests, I did one test last semester year. This woman said, if you go to the biggest hall in the faculty, that's Faculty of Arts, when she spitted everybody, like, to the back, up, and everything. Gave us tests. She said 15-minute test. Could you believe she used 5 minutes for the test? Collected those that were in the front. People that she splitted to the top parts of the exam, of the test, or she didn't play theirs, like, she left them. She said that, 15 minutes. And she gave us 20 questions, just test. 20 fucking questions.
For my own school, because I can't wrap my head around why somebody would be so wicked. How you go give person exam we had like that, then 3 hours exam, then maybe 2 hours plus, then one man in the now start collecting paper. Because I don't understand. Don't you have children? Don't you have conscience? Like, exam that is hard like this. You know that if I don't write this exam, I'm going to feel like some people get joy in feeling, guys. The educational system in this
country, Nigeria, is really crazy. Like, they are always happy that are failing. That's their joy.
Police are super happy. They are failure happy. Lecturers in Nigeria, they are really, really happy people like this.
Don't look at the people they trained that are currently in politics.
Nigeria students are in a big mess.
Honestly, no leaders of tomorrow.
That part of this entire story. The sad part for me is not even about like how really terrible the schooling experience is that when you then get outside, even when you get a job, you get underpaid so severely. The project manager, the project manager in Nigeria, but in UK, no, hold on, hold on. The project manager, the project manager in Nigeria is paying 250,000 naira.
I'll have all the financial. Honestly.
In work as a project manager, you earn nothing less than the minimum you earn is $1,900. The general average is around $2,100. That's over $1 million. And meanwhile, if you get a job, it's 250K.
Even said something
being paid.
People are paid lower than that. Imagine to finance for 4 years, hunger catch you, some beat you, unnecessary university guy.
Catch you, let you work. Go get a college job of 50,000.
Yeah, like not. You now come out to be paid 68,000. Well, how much you don't call it? How? Between your parents.
I know so many first class graduates that don't have a job. Like, that's the sad part of it.
I've seen one. It took, like, I took a bike going to school one day. Why? Like, compulsity, everything was on point, like 100%. English, he wasn't asking me questions. I'm like, excuse me, sir. Like, did you go to school or something? We're like, I'm a first class graduate of this university. I'm like, bro. First class graduates driving bike.
Another thing I notice is people make mistakes in choice of course, Isha, for the entire university. You are in Nigeria, you don't have any plan of going
STEM courses is the wrong choice.
They study fishery and aquaculture. Like, what is your aim and perspective in life? Honestly, why do you be in Nigeria? Why have you been in Nigeria and be studying zoology? How many zoo you see around? Maybe say the lion. These things are just really facts. Like, why have you studied zoology in Nigeria? Why have you studied teaching and agriculture? What is your life aim? Like, what are you looking towards doing? There are some courses that are very unnecessary. You see people studying conflict resolution. How many conflict resolution is that person I would call them? How many? They practice that.
Even political science, people that study political science, like, what's the one you want to be political science?
I would argue that. I think those people that study those life sciences, like those people in FMS and FSS, have a higher chance of succeeding than pure science students. You see, those of us in main science camp, in main science, we are suffering. Look at, I can't count the amount of BC micro fish. And what's that? That's any wig or clothes or whatever I've stated. Like, no, man, I just want to go and something else in my head.
That's the last result, bro.
No, that's what they all
80% of people in the microbiology them study.
There's a meme online. It said microbiologists, like people that study microbiology, are even more than the microorganisms in Nigeria right now.
I swear to God.
Like,
medicine, two microbiologists very close to each other. The same nonsense they told me when I entered last room with mathematics. I'm going like, no, do the math. It's the same last computer science. It's the same nonsense teaching here. After so that.
Bro, even though, see me that
in my mind that didn't just make me glad.
Let's take that aside. Talking about the sun that beats students in school, it's really crazy. Like,
Jesus.
I don't think the sun is crazy at your end, but right here, like at the back here, sunshine. There's a day like I had to go home and soak beside water. Like the sun beats me to the body system. Like it's my body system was feeling hot.
Guys, what I feel the sun is sun there everywhere, but the sun in university campuses are very different. Like
I think they just made it specially for the campus.
Complain about the sun, guy. Like, and I feel it's because of you people's sin, because now they sin. So God come.
Hey, we are all sinners, bro.
You go for you be fornicating. That's why God is to increase the amount of sun. I for you, because that the level of sun that beats people in school is so unimaginable. Like. Which
kind of exactly? I try to even laugh more. Is that for me?
The fact that
in last week I met a couple of startup founders. We created a group. Aside those guys, most of the other founders I met, they're social boys. He's the climber. I do not support Yahoo. But it can't be like say now only the Yahoo will get money for this world. Who enter school? Everybody is inside. I entered last year and I counted nothing less than 100 Lexus E350. I'm like, Shane, so this money day is it. I think they sub for here.
I'm like, cars are now cars in university are now like it's a normal thing now. Like, everybody has it.
Guys, before COVID-19, there were cars in school, very little. Most
but
guys
were more cars. Should you feel me?
Uber bikes. That's if the bikes are allowed in your school. Uber bikes. Or one.
We
or
know two if we
immediately after we resumed, after that COVID-19. and the strike, bro. At least my legs was school. My school now see 300. If you did this school, if you don't get C300, maybe your glory no day okay.
Like you start seeing cars that are bigger than lecturer's car.
I just saw the school.
But there was increasing the anger in these lecturers. Their rage is now very different.
Exactly. Before them,
the rage is like. They are really very angry. Very different now. Like before, like, I say Una de it's really painful, Sha. If you reason from their own perspective. But now nobody send them, me they no grow, me they no develop now because
no. I think that's another topic we should explore. Probably. I think I understand the agreement. I also do not support fraud. So I understand it.
Because there are some people who have been some of them have been owed salaries for long, and the Nigerian government is just very unparticular about education. What are they even particular about? They are not particular about anything. Is it security? Is it infrastructure? Like, nothing works in this fucking country, man. It's just very...
And that's the sad thing. You can go after your lecturer.
This week marks 1 year of the NSAS protest. Shout out to everybody that stood up. The souls that were lost during the NSAS protest, may they rest in peace. Just chipping that in a moment. So really crazy. Yeah. Like, every time I remember, every time I continue seeing the videos and continue hearing the recordings and all, bro, my body ends this time because...
Like, it's still fresh in my memory, like, everything that happened.
Yeah, maybe it's 1 year yet. Like, it's 1 year already,
like, time flies so fast.
Very fast, man, to be very honest. Time flies a lot.
Just imagine what your parents and family members or friends will be going through currently.
Even find their bodies, like no bodies were dropped. Like, you can even find their body. You know your child is dead, but okay, where is the body? Where can you say you buried this person? Let God just help us and grant them internal peace. So, okay, moving on. As I was saying before, to me, Sha, university is actually very important. Knowing what you are doing in university and what you do when you get out of the university is more important. Abi is important. Abi, how do you guys see that?
Important.
Important. Going to university is nice, but once you're leaving university, do you know what you want to do outside? If you don't plan what you're going to go and do outside university, bro, if clarity knock you, say you know go outside or more. Really bad out there, man. Like, only God knows how people are surviving. Plus, the way the country keeps generating every day, like, only God knows how people survive. You could go school, graduate, nothing there for you. You have a person who not even go school at all. You guys are even ranking on the same level.
Exactly. And it's crazy because once you're back from school and you don't have anything to show for it, you'll just be equalized, getting on the street that's not doing anything before.
You went to school, what did you show for it?
And exactly.
Looking like it's getting better. People, if you have a way to jack,
that jackpot is top notch. Like, that's why most people are just finding their way out.
Out of this country, because there's nothing for you, nothing for you, Lagbaja. I swear, nothing
for you,
Lagbaja. Nothing for you.
Yeah, nothing for you. At people don't even care about what you think about your life. Just. They don't even care about anything.
Mentally.
But also another advice, no matter what you study, I feel people learn digital skills. No matter what you learn, is in marketing. Now, there are some things, there are many things into that. Tech is the new oil, we cannot lie.
Yes.
It must not be directly coding or be into tech directly, but actually doing tech. Social media influencers, they are tech. You don't know, one way or the other, they are into tech. And digital marketing. All these type of stuff. There are plenty tech stuff that don't even require you coding, and these things will give you good money. Like, just ignore that degree out to your
performance. But also advice for where you are coming into tech, for people like us that don't code or you can't code. Don't let those developers in your head. Those people will sell you. Please.
Yeah, true.
I had nothing for that day. But just because you don't code doesn't make you less of a better person in this tech space. Nobody everybody for oil industry they drill oil. Nobody everybody for oil space they drill oil. For their life.
That's important too.
So I feel not just guys, people should just take time, even if it's during your university time or 1 year after university or something. You guys can snitch on NYSC. I'm not the one that told you, but you can snitch on NYSC. Use that 1 year to learn digital skills. You can be working from here and be earning in hard currency. You'll be living life. About the university, the roundup is just that university is actually very nice. Just like you said, just find something to do. Don't just worry about the academic.
It can easily be the best and worst life. But at the end of the day, do what?
One more thing. Take time for yourself. Take time for yourself. Because universities can run you mad.
Yes. Also, about try check up on your health, not just your physical, even your mental health. In my school, people die like water, guy. I'm just not mentioning them in my school before they go collect my admission. Why I still the manager? I just want to finish. What I know is that
why are you afraid?
I'm more
afraid.
I don't almost finish. Like I'm a year and some months from finishing with school, guy. Even now, mess everything up now. Listen again. But I just. My school, you people die very well. This stress is too much. The stress is too much. And people don't check up on themselves. People and die. Like, I can count people that have slumped in the front of their hostels and they rush them to the school's medical and they actually died there due to negligence and lack of tools, lack of service, lack of professionalism. I'll be waiting, I'll go call. Well, man, it's really, I just advise you guys. Once you when they die, nothing will happen. School will resume the next day. That same day,
keep that moving. Life moves. Life goes so fast.
If you be person, maybe say they like you for your department, they go do away, water run away in my eyes. The rate that people do away in my school is so scary. Like sometimes I just feel like this isn't even spiritual, of course. Akim, you could notice now, I was always posting death. The thing has actually reduced this semester, but. From last semester, since when I entered this school to last semester, the amount of people that have died, Jesus, died from many things, guys, sickness, malaria, this, that, no good health services, and people don't even take care of their health. You go, they sick, you go, they want place, you no go talk.
People will never stop, I want to take care of their health.
Oh, my bro.
About that.
The day die, you don't gain anything. If I'm hungry like this, and the only money with me is actually to do something that has to do with school, even if you die, you have done that, nobody can do it. You should eat exactly. One way to just change to balance, make belly balance, make health balance, then education balance. Because you are dead, nobody will hold up for your degree. They are not giving anybody your degree.
What will just find the balance, like strike a balance between everything you do.
Balance, yeah. Thing about this life is balance. Don't strike a balance between how you do school stuff, plus life stuff, plus your health, plus your career, then passion. People have other things they do. If you have talent.
Talent, because Nigeria no send you.
School is the platform. Just like I mentioned, school is like an avenue to bring out what you have in you. It's just very easy. Like, you have the crowd. It's just how you use the crowd to your own advantage at the end of the day. So, that's all for today, guys. You guys can say your bye. Thank you guys for coming to today's episode. I really appreciate it.
Please, my closing remark. Get to tune into the memorials and send Sorosuke Were to your local politician, your Senate representative, and sovereign. Just send them. Thank you.
Let's all celebrate the people that are falling today. Not, I'm not talking about our heroes past. Too. There's no hero in not this past. Right? I'm talking about people that enter protest or due to police brutality and
exactly due to SAS himself too.
Our heroes, those are our heroes, and we'll continue to celebrate and remember them.
All right, signing out.
Abby.
Signing out. I remain Yeni, your co-host.
And my name is Hak, the single motherfucker on this show. I'm off to the streets, bro. I am actually single. I'm dead serious on that.
I'm tired for this show.
Why are they advertising? Say, more than going to carry me come off for the streets. I don't tire.
You know, good.
I'm tired of this, you know, bro. It's very tiring. It's expensive, guys. If you have Yemi's number, you want my number, tell her. She will give you. If you want my number, you know Timothy. Tell him. They will give you my number. The two of you, give them my number. I am tired of remaining on the streets. I need to leave the streets. I'm a loving boy. I can cook. Your mom and dad will like me. Your friends will love me. I know they do.
Yeah, for yourself. I'm getting PR for yourself.
is increasing drastically in
that's you why you use your condom and you don't do the two of them
to do shino. You should protect yourself while doing your shino, because you should not start be everywhere. Majority
of HIV is going left and right, though. It's safe now.
You gave it on your oh, please, oh, people should please. All right, guys, that's all for today. Thank you guys for coming on the show. We'll see you on the next episode, inshallah.
Yeah. Bye. Peace out. Yeah.
Yes, it's a wrap on today's episode. We really hope you enjoyed it, guys. Thank you for staying to the very end. Yes, you guys are the best. Don't forget to share our links with your friends and families. Yes, also don't forget to drop us good ratings and reviews if you use Apple Podcasts or any other podcast listening platform that allows reviews. Give us good reviews, I beg. Mukna, give us our stars. Yeah, about the network issue too, it's really crazy. I'm not going to lie. We are trying our best. We did better than what we did in the first episode, so we keep getting better. We are trying our best. Very soon, our network is going to be very good because we are trying to make research and do things on how we can make the episode without going through the network issues that happens very often. So we keep getting better, so thank you for staying with us. You guys are really the best, just like I said before. So don't forget to share links. Also, if you want to drop your comments or you have any take on anything on this episode, you can download the Podroom app and search for the Nigerian Experience Podcast via Podroom. Then you can subscribe and also you can chat with us, I and the other co-hosts on Podroom. You can share your own university experience. We can vibe. Also, if you use Twitter, you can check us at the Nigerian Experience Podcast at the NIGTHENIGXPERIENCE. That's the NIG Experience, no EX. Experience on Twitter. Then any comment you make, don't forget to use the hashtag TNEP so we can get it once. Thank you guys for listening once again. We love you guys. We'll see you on the next episode.